Well, hey, everyone. We are here for this week's Inbox, and we have got Boundless contributor and Fox News opinion columnist Joshua Rogers with us. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, Lisa.
Wonderful to have you here for another relationship question from a guy. These guys, they just want your help, and so that's great that you're willing to weigh in. Okay, this guy says, I have recently decided that I need to meet some nice Christian women and give dating a try. During my teens, I was shy and socially awkward. I spent a good chunk of my 20s trying to mature as an adult, overcome my shy qualities, and develop male friendships, which I had desperately needed. I feel that God is trying to nudge me towards dating and socializing with the opposite sex now. I've never really been in the dating world before due to shyness and some other personal issues in my life, so I'm very new to this. Is there any advice that could be given for those who are inexperienced and really just now dipping their toe in the water, so to speak? What are some good first steps to take when breaking into the Christian dating world?
Lisa, I really like this guy. I'm proud of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you are out there. But good going. You have got some uphill battles, and I don't know what those are, but there are a lot of reasons that it's hard for people to engage in dating. And we always think of, you know, a lot of times with women like that, but for men, you know, we feel just as insecure as they do. And so you have taken the first big step, be proud of yourself, which is just to decide, I want to move forward. There are a lot of people, they're insecure. They say, no, I'm not into that. And the thing is, though, now you've actually got to do the moving. Now, I can tell you, I was one of those people who had a lot of discomfort with dating when I was in my mid-20s. The reason why is because when I was in college, I was super legalistic and I didn't date. And so the truth is that not dating thing was a lot of fear. So I just didn't know what to do when it came time to date. And if you do a little research, you'll see that when someone is afraid of something like public speaking, dancing, dating, whatever, the most important thing that they can do is repeatedly expose themselves to it. So as you decide to engage with dating, so we have to ask some questions. What are your fears? Is it rejection? Well, keep asking women, either in person or online, and face your fear of rejection. Are you awful at engaging with women? Are you kind of a klutz? Well, keep going on dates. Keep having conversations with women at church and just improve your conversation skills. Do you feel like you're not man enough to attract a good woman? Listen, let me speak into that now. And I really do believe God put this on my heart for you. You have got what it takes. God made you to pursue. Go find your Eve and resist the venom of the enemy who says you're not quite enough. Okay? You are enough. God made you enough. And you also need to include some men in your life who affirm that. Basically, just go for it, brother. It's going to be scary at times, and you're going to make mistakes. But the only way to get better at something is to do it. And you got what it takes. So just go for it.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it is. I mean, I think it does, like you said, it requires a certain amount of willingness to maybe make some missteps and maybe, you know, not to just be a complete train wreck. I mean, obviously you want to get, you know, and you alluded to this, another guy to kind of come alongside you and maybe help you and give you some encouragement. But I think a lot of guys don't realize that many guys have crashed and burned. And it's not like you see in the movies where it's just going to come together and be awesome every single time. And most women are really willing. I mean, if a guy is, you know, he's someone who's coming across as genuine and almost self-deprecating in his, you know, I don't totally know what I'm doing. You know, that could be endearing as well. And not in a weird, you know, patronizing way, but just in a, you know, you've got this, like you said. So I appreciate you.
Well, Lisa, I do want to say something, though. I disagree with you on one point. This is historical. I've never disagreed with you before. but you said you don't want to be a complete train wreck. Go ahead. Be a train wreck.
Okay.
Go for it. You know, who cares? So you go on a date and you can tell the woman's like sweating bullets because she can't wait to leave. So what? You did it. You were a train wreck. Good for you.
Okay. Maybe just don't don't relish the train wreckiness so that you're like, what I really want to be is 7 years down the road, a complete train wreck every time I do this. No, that's good. Good point. All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. You can reach us at editor@boundless.org and submit your question for a future show. We would love to have you do that. Also, hop over to iTunes and leave the Boundless Show a review so that other folks can find it and get an idea of what is so helpful about the show and the many topics it addresses. As always, we love having you here with us. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.